lips together, trying to hide a grin. "Close enough, I think."
"Close enough?" Gabriel squinted at her. "What are you suggesting?"
"Suggesting?"
Bonnie tried to read his eyes, but shadows blocked her view.
"What were you thinking?"
"Never mind." This time Bonnie let her smile break through. Everyone knew of Gabriel's attachment to Shiloh, but he was too embarrassed to admit it. Finally, the ceiling angled up, allowing her to stand upright. The tunnel widened into a well-lit chamber, a square room about 30 feet across. Freestanding ovens lined each of three walls. Their chimneys rose towards holes in the 10-foot ceiling, though they came short by various distances. Their crumbling tops, likely penetrating the ceiling holes at one time, revealed their age and lack of recent use. Flickering lanterns sat on the floor. A person sat or stood near each one, most of them women, except for Yerek and an old man wearing sandals and a forest-green medieval tunic that overlapped dark knee-length breeches. Bonnie eyed the elderly gentleman. With a bright white aura surrounding him, he seemed ghostly, even semi-transparent. For a moment he would be solid, then a shimmer would pass across his body, allowing a split-second view of the rock wall behind him. With scattered white hair covering his ears and bright sparkling eyes, he seemed familiar. In a way, he resembled Professor Hamilton, her former teacher, who passed away after a battle with Devin, the Dragonslayer. Yet, since she missed him so much, every lively old gentleman brought back thoughts of her beloved professor, although they didn't really look alike. Bonnie followed a trail of light from his aura to one of the women. She carried the ovulum in her cupped hands. Like a movie projector, it seemed to create the aura and the man within. Gabriel gestured towards each person in turn. "Bonnie, Shiloh and Sapphira, I would like to introduce you to Rebecca, formerly Legosi. Dallas, the woman holding the ovulum, was once Fireda. Elise, also known as Carboni. Dorian, who once flew the skies as Yelinia. Kaylee, who, when dressed in scales, answered to the name of Alethea. Jordan, known to the Dragon Clan as Martinez. And Tamara, affectionately dubbed Sorrentine by her fire-breathing family members." He took a deep breath and exhaled heavily. "Phew, I practiced that for hours." "Excellent," the elderly man clapped his hands. "And I am Enoch, prophet of the Most High, and of course," he said, motioning to a giant sitting near a corner, "you already know Yerek." Gabriel let his wings sag. "Sorry."